So, I got one person. Oh, sorry, trying to find a good place to put my phone. I got one person. That's good enough, right? One person to listen to my podcast. It's a singular person. I don't know how long they listen to my podcast. But if that one person is out there listening, then thank you for listening to my podcast. Today's another podcast, obviously, the day right after. So, let's get started. School day. Let's see here. Let's see here. So first period was math. So symbol day. Okay, so when we get at school, it's easy. We get to school, we're just sitting there hanging out in the front. Oh my God. So we're sitting there hanging out in the front, and then we get let in, and I go get my breakfast. Today was cinnamon rolls. We were playing Uno this morning, like almost usually every morning. We're gonna be playing a game called Super Fight soon. So, first period. Yeah, let's go back to first period. First period's math. We were doing this long review, long stupid review. Let's see here. So after we did our, so it was basically a review for the whole class. Nothing else. So second period. Ooh, in second period, second period, we were doing something. Well, second period, we're also doing a review, but the person that was absent, that had the bucket of sand, because he was absent yesterday and he was supposed to, so he had to do it today, his project, he had to present it. And so as soon as he got up, I just yelled, "It's a bucket of sand!" And everyone just started laughing because it was nothing but sand in a painted golden styrofoam thing. It wasn't even golden, it was like painted and then hat and then got some sand on it. And then he kept saying, "Oh, I went all the way to Egypt to get the sand. Oh, I went all the way to," like, the hell? You don't go all the way to Egypt just to get friggin' sand. It's sand, for crying out loud. You just go out there and get it. There's sand near school. So, like, you just go out there and get it. This other person yesterday, who was presenting a project, actually had a good thing. It was like a beach. His landmark was a beach. And then he had pebbles in the beach. And then he had rocks that enclosed the sand. And this sand was so soft. Like, it's actual beach sand, which I thought was amazing. Like, there's not a beach around here for, like, a couple of miles. So, anyways. So then we went on to do our review. Apparently, the person took so long to present because our teacher decided, "Hey, I'm gonna teach him how to kill a fly." Like, okay then. So, after he teaches us how to kill a fly, the person who's presenting goes back, sits down, and then we start our review. I get caught with my phone out, and he's like, and then he yells my name, "Hey!" I'm like, "Holy crap, yeah? Put your phone away." Like, oh, okay. And then I take my phone out, and 5 minutes later, like, he doesn't even care at this point. So, and then we're doing a review for the rest of class, and it's just quiet. So, third period, was PE. We did walking. Ooh, third period, we did walking, and during the beginning, I kept saying, "Who wants to get on my shoulders today?" Because I've decided to do random crap until the end of the school. I'm like, "Who wants to get on my shoulders today?" And I ask these, holy crap, I'm yawning. I'm asking these two people, let's call one Bob and let's call this other one Bill. So Bob decides, nah. So Bill says no, and I ask Bob again, and Bob says no, and then Bill says, "You know what? I'll do it. I'll do it." I'm like, "Okay, straight up, okay." So He's like, okay, so he's like small. He only weighs like 74 pounds. And so we're walking, and I'm like, hey, you ready? He's like, yeah, sure. Wait till we get behind the coaches, because we're walking around in a circle on a huge track, and coaches are right behind us. So we wait, we see, we've already passed him once. They're like, okay. So we pass him. He stands still. I get behind him. I lift him up on my shoulders, and he's like, holy crap, holy crap, let me down. And he starts screaming. And the coaches turns around saying, hey, put him down. I'm like, okay. He's like, was he okay with you? And then he went up to the kid. Were you okay with you? Did you ask to be up there? And the kid says, yeah. He's like, well, then the coach is like, oh, okay, all right, all right. And then they let me off with a warning. I'm like, oh, sweet, thank you. Like, I haven't gotten tons of those before. So then, fourth period. Ooh, fourth period. We got to dissect a rat. Yesterday, my lab partner, when we were dissecting the frog, she kept trying to hurl, oh, throw up. I don't know why I said hurl. But we were dissecting a rat today. And so, freaking, this time we had different lab partners, and I had two different ones. And so, they're like, oh, it's disgusting, it's disgusting. I'm like, straight up, okay. So I take the scissors, and I take the, I don't know what it's called. They're like tweezers. And then there's another thing that's called probe. And so I use the scissors and I use the tweezers to cut open the rat in four different places, make one long cut and three horizontal cuts. And then I open it, and then all of a sudden I see yellow juice, and I'm like, bleh! I don't throw up. I don't throw up. I'm like, holy crap. Because there's a whole bunch of juice in the rat. And I'm like, holy crap, I can't deal with this because that's a lot of juice. And so I'm like, flip it over. And then the teacher's like, what are you going on about? There's so much juice. They're like, you were fine with the rat and you were fine with the frog yesterday. Yes, it didn't have as much juice. He's like, okay. So they dump over the rat. I get back to the rat. So then I get back to the rat. And when I get back to the rat, we're looking for the things. We're not cutting anything out. We're only looking through the things. So we're looking through the king things, and my goggles start to get foggy. I'm like, crap, I'm sweating. Why am I sweating? So I clear off my goggles, and they're not sweating anymore. I'm like, okay. So, now, after that is lunch. During lunch, we were playing this game called Jigsaw. No, we weren't. We were just talking, actually. And then I went over to one of my friends. Let's call him Jose. So, Jose talked to us, was talking to us, like, and how him and his girlfriend are having troubles, which she's my old ex, and I was just talking to her, literally in the lunch line. And Jose's like, she doesn't talk to me very much anymore, and like, blah, blah, blah. She doesn't even notice me. She sometimes forgets that we're even dating. She sometimes thinks that, oh, when she's with Antonio, she like doesn't even realize that I'm there, and she doesn't, blah, blah, blah. It's like, okay. 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 How long does she text you at night? And he's like, oh, well, I stop text. Well, she usually doesn't text me. Well, she stops texting me around at like 11 o'clock, and then him and then freaking Antonio and her freaking stay out all night, blah, blah, blah. Like, okay, Jesus, they're friends, they're like brothers to each other, like brother and si- oh, I said brothers, holy shit, they're like brothers and sisters to each other, like, okay, like they're texting each other like brother and sisters. That you, they weren't as close of friends when I was. I'm the one that got her to meet Antonio. Well, okay. So, after lunch is after lunch we were in home ec. So we were in home ec. We're doing my. I just finished my zero low grade, and then all of a sudden she's like, "Here, you two do these reviews because you've finished already." And we're like, okay, so we do part of the reviews, and then After that, she talks to us, blah, 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 telling us how we haven't, and then she hands us, then she hands everyone else our reviews, saying, oh, you've already got this, keep working. I'm like, okay. And so I go to get my computer, and my computer's not working. Like, why is this computer doing this? And I spend like 20 minutes trying to get it. She's like, you know what, screw it, just get a different computer. So I go over and get a different computer. And then all of a sudden, right as soon as I log in and after I get my s'mores, because we earned s'mores today just because of me and I did something great. So we earned s'mores today. And then all of a sudden, the announcement comes over and says, drill, drill, drill. Or like, lock and drill, lock and drill. So it's like a lock and drill. I'm sorry, I have to do the loud things. Lock and drill. Sorry, I have to do the loud things. So I go in and I decide, hey, it's better to hide than be caught, right? So I pull out a chair, get under these. There are these three tables that are white tables set up against the edge of the classroom. So I get in under that. And then I spread myself out between the bars at the back. And I'm actually pretty not that hard to see. And I pull the chair in, and then everybody else crowds around me like crap. Because they crowd over in the corner, and I'm like against the wall near the door. And yet I'm not seeable. And then all of a sudden everybody starts turning and starts laughing. Because apparently I'm stuck. I get stuck. I can't get out. I can barely move. I'm stuck. And then the teacher says, shh. And so then someone opens the door and says, you forgot to lock this door. She says, I thought I locked that door. But no, she locked the other door. They're like, okay. And so then it's like about another 20 minutes. And then the principal comes over and says, the principal comes over the thing and says, it's fine. Everyone did very, very well. I'm like, okay. So everyone gets up. And then I tried for like 5 minutes, and then it took me 10 minutes to get out of my spot. And the teacher was like, where were you? I was in my spot. And she was like, okay, because I got stuck, and it took me 10 minutes on my own to get out. So, let's see. So then I ate my s'more, then we went to band. Band was a little hard playing a little broken trumpet. I'll explain this again. So for all you trumpet players, the first valve slide, it's got a little cap button that you push down. How that screws into the valve, the screwy part got stuck in the valve while the button fell off. So that's how it broke. And so let's see here. I just played a whole bunch. Oh, I got the Sans Megalovania down. So, I still play it. I have to play it. So, 7th period, so boring. I find an eraser next to me, so I tear it up, bite on it to tear it even more, and I start throwing into the trash can. Then all of a sudden, the teacher turns like, what are you doing? What are you doing? I'm like, okay. So then all of a sudden, I just, because I'm throwing it, she's like, and then she sees it miss. She's like, you better pick up all those little pieces because you keep missing. I'm like, oh, okay. So I go and pick them up, and I'm like, hey, can I go to the bathroom? Sure. So I'm in the bathroom for like 30 minutes. 30 to 45 minutes. And I come back, and the teacher looks. He's like, oh, we're on page 321. I'm like, sweet, thanks. Because I've already finished the book. The teacher's like, where were you? Like, in the bathroom taking a large dump? Because that's what it was. I didn't get on my phone. I was actually taking a large dump. It felt good, but bad at the same time. I was in the bathroom taking a large dump in there for so long. After that, the bell rang, and then I realized, hey, I have a herd meeting. So me and my friend walking down the hall, playing around, knocked into some people why I oughta, boy, you should get out of here, boy, you gay, bad person, blah, 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 like those things. And so, I stop over by my 5th period room, because there is a meeting for me, and I stay there till like 4:30, because it's an hour, and I've been playing around stuff, because there's stuff in there for us people to play around in, and Ryan went off to band, Yeah, Ryan. That's what we called him. Ryan went off the band. He actually got to figure out what his Trinity, what his high school band is, and so, I did not look at that. So, yeah, I made myself a little cannon shooter. I ate two things of ice cream. I messed around with little robots, and then I went home, and that's where I came now. So, that's all for today's podcast. I wish anyone who listened to this good luck, and I'm sorry it's like twice the time. Bye.